We are here at the CSCU Solutions Conference in beautiful Orlando, Florida, with Clarence Baltrusaitis.
Baltrusaitis, right. Belki Bartokinis.
Gesundheit.
You're welcome.
Hey, we just got out of some really great presentations this morning, and then also just some right now, some really technology stuff. Why are you here this year? What do you want to take away to take back to your credit union?
Well, the first reason why Net Credit Union is here is that we won an Emmy for marketing of our credit card portfolio last year. Yeah, we're up for an Emmy Award, so tomorrow we'll accept the award,
congrats.
We're excited about that. First year of our program, and it really took off. So we were very excited. My whole marketing team's here, as well as the Visa team, so we'll be very happy to partake in that. So I came down, in essence, to accept the award, but as I'm going through this, Jason Dorsey was here and gave some great conversations. The last guy, I can't remember his name, because all I'm thinking of is blockchain technology. And
Jim McCarthy?
Man, he was fantastic. Visa? I have some more drill down to do on the next segment about electronic payments and how Siskiyou can help leverage our credit union towards better adoption of electronic payment methods for our members.
So what are you looking for here? I mean, is there anything in particular you're looking for? Or?
Ultimately, we're looking to continue the growth of our credit card portfolio in bringing services or different products to our credit union to make our members' lives easier. Mm-hmm. We want a deeper understanding of what's out there with payments, electronic payments, and how can we make it better? Mm-hmm. Or just to build our education with my current staff. Hey, did you know Visa can do this for us? Or did you know Siskiyou can do this for us? And just having those conversations on a periodic basis helps keep that product fresh in people's minds. I think typically credit unions have been historical for starting a program, putting it on the top of the oven, and then walking away from it for a while and just letting it trying to grow on its own. But it needs to be nurtured. Mm-hmm. It needs education about it. It's not only is it a loan, but it's generating of interchange income. And if done properly, it can become one of the highest yielding assets on a credit union's books. And it's also a good service to members, because if they're using your credit card, like if they're using their debit card or some of the other services, then they may be more likely to come back for something additional.
Top of mind, always.
Right. I mean, I think in our generation now, it's kind of hard to think that we would be every service to every member.
Right.
They're going to have a piece here, they're going to have a piece there. And we have to accept that as an industry and say, if I can get two or three good services, maybe I'll get that loan.
Right.
If I can give them a credit card and do a good job with that, they'll come back for a car loan when they need it and maybe think about us when they have a first mortgage.
Yeah, and that's the sticky relationship that you want.
That's it. To think that we're going to come in and dominate the entire landscape. I think today's consumer is looking for best of breed, and it's very hard for one organization to offer everything as best as breed. So, kind of get some niches boiled in and think about what people use. I mean, everybody drives, everybody has to have a credit card, and everybody has to have a home. So let's kind of focus on that holy trinity.
Oh, I like that.
And see if we can't build our business and have some of the other services that tag along with checking accounts and so forth.
Does anything, kind of a wrap-up question here, what keeps you awake at night when it comes to this stuff? I mean, is it the technology stuff? Is it the cards? Is it the regulation? What keeps you awake at night to make your credit union much, much better for your members?
It seems like it goes month to month,
What's the issue this month?
That's right. Like, what are we trying to face this month? What are we trying to build upon? And it's a process of continual improvement. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, we have to be focused that we're here to serve our members as a credit union platform. But I like to tell my employees that they're here not only to serve their members, but to make sure their experience is great. We want that repeat business. We want them to to talk about us in the forefront. And also to let my employees know is that lending is really why we're here. Mm-hmm. I think in the past, credit unions were more, hey, get your checking out here, you can save some money, but a lower focus on loans. And I'm probably talking about 30 years ago. And in today's environment,
it's reversed.
Yeah. I mean, focus on the loan, the other accounts will come. Give them good service now and loan, save the money, show them a value proposition without using the word value proposition. Make it simple and make it easy.
Very cool. Great message to end on. Clarence, thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Keep up the good work, all right?
Thanks.